And welcome to you all. It is Portia and the guides, and our topic this week is listen to your body. So often we see that human beings use their bodies just to get through life, like it is a car, but with no thought to the body, listening to the body, honoring the body, giving the body what it needs each moment. Your body is part of the beautiful gift of your creation. Body, mind, spirit, this is you. Whole, complete, not just mind and spirit, but body. We ask you to include body in your prayers, in your thoughtfulness, in your mindfulness as you go through your life. Your body has its own way of communicating with you, and it is always to help you, never to hurt you or harm you or degrade you in any way. Listen to your body. If this is a new concept for you, we will describe how to begin. First and foremost, become quiet and come to your central core, the center of your being. This is quiet. This is peace. And to start, we recommend that you say hello to your body. And if you have not spoken with it before or listened to it before, we ask that you apologize to it for your misstep in this. Your body has always been there for you, and now you are acknowledging it and apologizing also for not acknowledging it and recognizing it sooner. And then we ask you to check in with your body and ask how it's doing. It will speak to you as you are quiet and patient and listen. Ask what you may do for your body so that it can do its best work for you, be its very best for you in this lifetime. There is no mistake that you have the body, the physicalness that you have in this lifetime. It is part of your soul's request for its learning and growing and evolving. So we ask you to allow this understanding to be with you and to be curious if there are issues, challenges that your body is experiencing. Ask your body, what is this about? What are you trying to tell me? I am open. I am available to your intelligence, your wisdom, your guidance. We ask that you continue to do this, not just once, but regularly, to check in with your body. The relationship that you have with your body is as important as the relationship you have with your spirit and with God. The body gets short shrift, we see, by humankind. And for those on the spiritual path, often the individuals lift up out of the body and do not include it in a healing or in the day-to-day. Your body is a best friend to you, so listen to it. If it feels like a nervous stomach, pause. Put your hand on your belly and ask the question of your body, what is going on here? The body may say, there is fear. Continue to ask the questions and ask that God and your spirit provide the answers to this, because fear is not a rightful aspect of the divine creation of life on earth. Tune into your body as you go out into the world and you feel your physical sensations when you meet someone new or an old friend, or you're at the gym, or you're eating a meal and your body whispers to you, that is enough. I do not need any more. Thank you. And then you stop. Even though your mind may say, but this is delicious and I want to clean my plate. Your body knows exactly what it needs. And as you listen to it, the blessings of good health and vital energy and peace in the body will be yours. Honor your body. Respect your body. Listen to your body. It loves you, and it only is here to serve you. Our love and blessings are with you always. Namaste.